Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Alexis Thompson's Olympic update, not live from Tokyo, coming up in just a little bit. But right now, we love these days when one of us returns from a journey. The Dawn journey to dirty old Missouri. And this is a story about aquariums, right, Dawn?
That's right. So the Springfield is famous for Brad Pitt. John Goodman and Kathleen Turner went to college there. And Bass Pro Shops, it's the headquarters, which is nice. Amazing. You've never been there, you would be, it's just, I can't even describe it. It's so unbelievable. One thing that they have is they worked 15 years on this thing called Wonders of Wildlife. It's voted America's best aquarium in 2021. Oh. It is enormous. And like you can shark dive in there. You can, I mean, it's insane. I mean, it's just something that I am not interested in doing. I thought maybe, I mean, what am I thinking? I'm not doing this. I go into the lobby and it's huge. And it's like, it's all blue with blue lights and they have an ocean sounds going on. And I'm like, I'm feeling bad in here. I got to get out of here. And, you know, MC, poor guy, he wants to get his scuba diving license. Like, he's into it. And we're looking, and I can just see some of the tanks over there as you go in. And they have one of those sea tunnels, as I call it, like they do at Mall of America.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's just a part of it. There are other enormous tanks. I don't know really the stats on it. I know that a public poll in USA Today, America voted it the best aquarium in the United States for 2021.
Oh my gosh.
There's also all kinds of other wildlife exhibits through there. So it's really great. You can choose what you want to do.
I'm going to ask the obvious. Dawn, how did you survive this?
Thank you.
I didn't do it.
Did you wear a mask on your eyes?
Oh, I went to the mall.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay. I got you now.
Oh, good.
Okay, good. Thank you.
You had to be in a panda suit to get through the aquarium at the Minnesota Zoo. So.
Yeah. No, we actually convinced Lexi's friend to go with MC.
Okay.
Yeah, and so, because, you know, he really wanted to do it, and I wanted to have some time alone with my daughter, so I took her to the mall. I'm like, where would you want to go to get an outfit? She was going to an oddities show in Kansas City.
Cool.
Which is like, if you've ever been to one of those, it's pretty cool. I mean, for some people.
Yeah.
So I took her there, got her an outfit to wear to the oddities show. And
Cool. I bet it looked really, like, what'd she wear?
She got this cool t-shirt that has like a cat dressed up as a samurai. And, you know, a cool little, she's kind of like a goth. She likes the whole black, you know.
Yeah.
You know, she got this little skirt that was cute and, you know, just
cool.
Something that people our age shouldn't never wear. you know, something you're like, oh, I mean, you know, we got it at Hot Topic, if that tells you anything.
Oh, yeah.
And I got her a tiny backpack like Jason got me at Disney. Oh, my goodness. Jason, help me out here. The Twee, what are they called?
The backpack brand?
Pardon?
The backpack brand?
No. It's from The Mandalorian. It's the creatures that have the long tube hair.
I don't remember.
Anyway, you know what I'm saying. Woman that's in there, I can't even remember the character. Anyway, doesn't matter.
Yeah,
she got
cool
that
look.
You know, and then we had some talks that were like, very healing, you know?
Yeah.
And it was like, wow, this is just really cool to approach my daughter as an adult. Because I really did when I left 5 years ago. It was like she was 25. I still kind of felt like, oh, you know, she's still
25.
You know, 25, but, you know, she's 30.
Yeah, she's 30.
Right.
Yeah, and so, you know, it was just fantastic. It was so great. And when she went to the oddity show, she texted me and said, hey, I bought human remains.
Wait, what?
What?
Wait. She goes, I go, did you buy anything cool? Right. Yeah, you can. You can buy human remains. It's legal.
Like a finger? Or no, what are we talking about here?
She bought a whole skull. She bought a skull. And it's from the plague. It's a woman from the plague. Long time ago. She has one tooth. And I go, I wonder if it really is from the plague. Or if this is, they tell you this woman died in the plague.
Ago.
Right.
Yeah, 2 months ago.
Now, and it's been in private collections and, you know, whatever. I'm like, I want to know if it really is from the 1600s. So then I started researching how to carbon date a skull. I'm like trying to figure this out on my way home.
How much does a 1600-year-old, well, from the 1600s...
400-year-old.
400-year-old skull cost?
I didn't ask.
Whoa!
I did not ask. I'm like, I gave her some money for her birthday, and if she bought a human skull with it, I guess that's what she wanted.
Yep.
Yeah. So, anyway...
I bet you look at the jawline, right? And, like, what did you find in your research? It has to be...
Well, they
the
do
teeth.
Carbon... They have to do carbon dating on it to determine, which is not... If anybody out there knows, like, if you work at the University of Minnesota, because what I've found is that it's not easy to get your human remains carbon dated if you're a private citizen. So
I guess not.
If anybody knows the answer to that, I would love an email.
Leaves that market open for a lot of fraud. I mean, we don't know. That could have been a 3-week-old skull.
I mean, it doesn't look like it, trust me. I would love to know. And I don't know. I've kind of found some things in England that said it was £500 to do it. Around here in the United States, I don't know where you can get that done. And I want to know. Like, I want to know if this is really that old.
If you just tuned in, Don's daughter bought a human skull.
I mean,
people are like, what's she going to do with it? I'm like, probably put it in her tattoo studio on the shelf. I mean, she's look at it for a reference when she tattoos a skull.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, you know, that was a part of our trip.
All right.
I just love that while MC was at an aquarium, you went to a mall.
Yeah, I went to the mall. I went to the mall, Battlefield Mall, which was, you know, just kind of the same.
It didn't change?
I mean, stores change inside, of course. Yeah. But, you know, it's like, yep, this is the mall.
This is the mall. Small town mall.
Yeah. She has, my daughter has a friend that she's been helping out that's really... You know, they're really close and, you know, she's needed to help this person through some things. And, you know, this person was there a lot of the time. So, you know, I just kind of like asked if we could have a moment.
Yeah. Kind of like back off. Back off.
Back off. Yo.
Mama need baby time.
Yeah.
Let me jump in the crib with her.
No. I mean, they're very sweet. It's just, you know, you're like, okay, I haven't seen her in 3 years. So let me try to, you know, we were like, what could we do? You know, arrange something, you know, so
good.
That worked out well.
You got that one-on-one time.
Exactly.
What's the aquarium called again, Dawn?
It is called, it's the Wonders of Wildlife National Museum and Aquarium. And I'll put up some pictures. I didn't go in the aquarium, but Bass Pro Shops itself, the headquarters in Springfield, it is a destination. It sounds crazy, but it's like Johnny Morris, the owner of Bass Pro Shops, who now, they own Cabela as well. He lives down the street from my parents. So it started in Springfield, Missouri, and this is not just a shop for, I mean, every kind of fishing rod that you could ever want. Clothes. There's a lot of taxidermy there. The history of bow hunting. There's an entire firearm museum.
Oh, my goodness.
Just like things you wouldn't believe. They have, which this kind of, I have mixed feelings about this. They have Geronimo's bow. Like the chief Geronimo, Whenever he was in Florida and captured, I guess, he would whittle bows and use this bow. And it's like, here it is in a case. And you're like, should we have this?
Yeah.
You know, should it's like one of those things where it's so cool and you take pictures, but you're like, should white people have this? Should this be in Bass Pro Shops?
Yeah.
I mean, it is. It's the archery museum part of it, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, there we go. Yeah. It's a couple more places to visit in Springfield.
See those pictures.
Yeah, I will put them up. I just, you know what? I didn't have a lot of cell service on the way home. And this was like when I thought I was going to do all these things and edit videos. But, you know.
Please, you're on vacation.
Time. Yeah.
Dawn at dark to see all of these a little bit later. We will be back right after these words.